States of Perfection. States of Perfection, Episode 3. Marcus and Deborah have returned to their old home in the city. They are currently sleeping in their beds for one last time before a big day of packing their belongings for the move to the safety of the Estates of Perfection.
Oh my God!
Is this the home of Deborah King?
Mark! There are men in gas masks in our bedroom!
Rise and shine! It's time to move!
What the fuck? How'd you get in our bedroom? We're sleeping!
Do not be alarmed, Mr. Bellner. We are your movers. We let ourselves in. The gas masks are to protect us from the smell.
Congratulations, you have been officially approved and accepted by the Estates of Perfection.
We're to make your move a quick and easy experience.
Well, you can start by not scaring the crap out of us. What smell are you talking about?
You're probably used to it. The smell of the city.
This is great, Mark. We've been approved. Can you believe it? We've got our dream house.
Oh, sir, I just saw a pedestrian allow his dog to defecate in his home front yard without cleaning it up. Should I do something?
Dear God, that's awful. No, that's not our territory. Somebody else's battle to fight. Okay, guys, let's start with the old clothes.
Sir, yes, sir. We're already burning concert t-shirts in the front yard.
What? Stop! No, don't do that! I'll pack that. Hey, don't touch that! No, stop! Hey, don't touch my... Hey, that's my special... Hey, wait! We haven't even picked out our new house yet.
You do not have to trouble yourself, Mr. Bellner. Your new home and your new sub-community has already been picked out for you. It is fully loaded with all the options. I'm sure you will be satisfied.
Everyone at the Estates of Perfection are satisfied.
Oh, forget it. But all the houses look the same anyway. Hey, what are you doing? That's my TV!
Do not worry, Mr. Bellner. Your home has been outfitted with all the latest in audio, video, virtual entertainment, two-way TVs, all night.
Two-way? Hey, careful that I've had that stereo system since college!
Honey, that stereo was actually starting to smell, for real.
Told you. The smell is everywhere around here. It's not even just the city.
Smell? Hey, that's what classic smells like. Hey, what are you doing with my weed whacker?
I will take care of it for you, sir.
You just broke it in half. How's that taking care of it?
Robots will be doing your lawn work now, sir.
Can you throw out that pile of old clothes, too?
Wait. No. Those are my t-shirts. They're coming back in style if you wait long enough. Flamethrower! Not my concert t-shirts! Hey, seriously. This isn't funny anymore. Don't touch my vinyls. Nobody touches my vinyls. If this is gonna be our life, then fuck this. Debbie, we're not doing this. Where are you? I can't live in a place where...
I'm in here, Marcus.
Oh.
I'm looking at old photos of Mom, letting her know we're finally going to be okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom, we made it. Things are starting to turn around for us. Right, Mark?
Yeah. Yeah, right. I came in here to say how excited I am that we're moving, and I think this is going to be really great.
Aw. Kiss me.
I love you. Make you comfortable.
Yeah, I like it. Keep kissing.
Listen to those two lovebirds kiss. Marcus and Deborah did move into their new home in the Estates of Perfection, where everything did indeed seem perfect.
Oh, cool. Check out the new fireplace. It has like green flames.
And look, sweetie, the dishwasher will personally monogram our dishes.
Oh, look at this odd TV.
Don't look at the TV. Look at me. Kiss me.
Oh.
Meanwhile, inside the dark chambers of the Estates of Perfection, Jack King and the rest of the High Committee deacons secretly monitored Marcus and Deborah.
Look at that idiot. He's looking right into the camera. He doesn't even realize it. Is there a way to monitor my daughter's home without having to see displays of physical affection?
You mean sex?
Jack, that goes without saying. That's in the code. We use discretion when monitoring all of our citizens unless there is evidence of intention to participate in deviant sexual behavior. That breaks the code. We'd be forced to monitor any signs of bondage leathers, autoerotic asphyxiation, any robo-dildonic action.
Enough, Oswald! That's my daughter!
Calm down, Jack. Your daughter is indeed a prize for our community. I'm just making it clear that your son-in-law is a real wild card. We're all taking a risk here, allowing him to live in the Estates of Perfection after failing the survey so bad.
You let me handle him. If you want my daughter's skills in the community, then that idiot is part of the package.
Jack, your daughter reminds me of your wife. Bless her soul.
I told you to never mention my wife.
No, you said never say her name.
No, he said never talk about Sarah. You know how she hated this place, the code of living, the research, but mentioning someone isn't exactly talking about them.
Sorry, I thought it was just her name we couldn't say.
Sarah? Oh, we can say Sarah for sure.
Can we drop it, please?
Yeah, got it.
Certainly.
Ooh, look, they're kissing.
This place isn't so bad after all.
Turn that off!
Later that night, Marcus and Deborah visited one of the Estates of Perfection mini high-end dining establishments, the Golden Palm.
Oh, look, it says here on the menu, Estates of Perfection has recruited the world's best chefs. Mm. That's so exciting.
Yeah, it does seem fancy. I can't pronounce anything.
Are you folks ready to order?
Sure I am. I'll have the...
Sorry, sir. Ladies order first.
Okay, right. The code of living. Are you... Debbie, you ready?
Oh, I'm not really ready yet.
Exactly.
Okay, let me just... No, that has too much cheese.
I could order it right now.
Do I want meat?
Oh my god.
Not supposed to really have both.
Okay, she's gonna order the same thing she always does.
Let's see.
Could've ordered twice in this time.
Oh! No.
Got it?
No, wait one
no.
second.
There's nothing on the back of the menu.
Oh, is specials? Do you have specials? No, okay, I see no specials.
Them.
Okay. Okay, got it. Ugh. I'm gonna have... No.
Oh, come on!
Okay. I'm gonna have the...
Angel hair pasta
with pesto. And arugula salad to begin with. Is that good? Okay, you know what?
Yes.
I'm gonna get that. And for the wine, do I want to drink tonight? I will have, such a long list.
Yeah.
And another, and this is just the special wines. Okay, let me look. Oh, the Mandelbar Red.
And closed.
Wonderful choices, ma'am. You, sir?
Oh, is it my turn? Can I order now?
Actually, did I say arugula salad?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Yes. Can I go now?
Yes, please.
Great.
I insist.
Awesome. I'll have the carpaccio, the tuna carpaccio and the salmon filet, and I'll have a red wine too. Wow, that's fast.
Sorry, sir. One does not order a red wine with fish.
But I like red wine, and I don't really like white wine, so.
Yes, but white wine goes with fish.
It's true, Mark. That is what they say.
Who's they?
I'd recommend the Bleuvert Monde.
All right. I'm sorry. I know it's not what you want, but can you please just bring me the red?
Okay. Very good.
Thanks.
As you wish.
Great.
Certainly. And would you like some water for the table?
Yeah.
Tap or bottle?
Let's go crazy. We'll get bottle.
Okay, sir. I will inform you that since the Estates of Perfection water purification system is the best in the world, fed by fresh spring waters, our tap water is more expensive than our bottle water.
Yeah, what? And everyone is looking down on bottles
and
these days.
Exactly, ma'am. But sir, if you really want the bottle water, you will need to deposit the bottle, once empty, into a blue
can. All right, you know what? I don't want to do this. Let's just have the tap. And can you tell me where the bathroom is?
The men's room is over there. No baths.
All right. I wish it was a restroom. Then I could rest in there. I'll be back in a second.
Motherfucker, bathroom, men's room, same fucking thing.
Hey, Mark.
Who's that?
It's me, Bobby. I've been following you.
Bobby? Are you in that stall? Oh, so now you're Bobby, not Robert?
Because that wasn't me.
What are you doing here? You're taking a shit at a restaurant? I only shit at home.
No, I gotta hide.
Hide from your wife? Are you drunk or something? Open up the stall door. Oh, what the fuck? Where'd that beard come from? How do you grow it so fast? Let me tug on that.
Hey, don't pull my beard. It hurts.
Oh, man, this can't be real. I gotta tug on it again.
Ow, stop. Stop it. It really hurts.
Did you glue this on?
My beard isn't what's important now.
It's crazy. Wait, are you actually shitting right now?
Of course. In case somebody walks in, this needs to all seem real.
Oh, God, man, come on. That is foul.
Your toilet stool report is complete. Too much dairy and not enough fruit. Recommend more vitamin E.
Dude, you seem really drunk or something. Did you get fucked up right after we left your house?
No time to talk now. Nothing is what it seems. Huh? Everyone is no one. What? Don't tell Debbie about this. Don't trust anyone. They're all shh.
Don't tell her that you
Oh, man, what's that smell?
Not just real shitting in here.
What? Oh, gross.
Just one shitting man.
Why so long in the men's room?
Where's my red wine?
Oh, he brought the white because he thought you might like it better than the red.
All right. Ugh. Weirdest thing just happened in the bathroom. Bobby was in there and he seemed drunk or something. So I guess that's good news.
Excuse me, Mr. Bellner?
Yeah?
Your parking meter just called the restaurant to say that your car's parked too far away from the curb.
The parking meter called? The parking meter is narking on me?
I told you we should have valeted. At least Daddy paid for our meal.
Your dad's here?
No.
How did you know we were eating here tonight?
I don't know. Well, I didn't tell him.
It's weird.
Oh, Jack, listen. They're talking about you. Let's see what the young couple is eating for dinner.
Look, Mark, I know you and Daddy haven't always gotten along, but tomorrow you can just try to make the best of it at your new job. Will you do that for me?
Of course. Why wouldn't I?
So you'll try and fit in?
When do I not try to fit in?
You just got in a debate about wine with our waiter. Promise you'll just try and like it here.
I promise.
You know, all this red wine is making me that special tingly.
Oh.
Good God, how much can someone kiss in one day?
I mean, that is a lot of kissing. I mean, almost too much. In public like that, on display, all that affection, near food preparation, clear code of living violation.
Let me see all the footage from the men's room for the last 2 hours.
And I'd like to see the ladies' room footage, you know, just to be thorough.
Enough! Look, if Mark doesn't shape up, then we'll just have to change him. That's what we do.
The High Committee has their eyes on Marcus, and it seems like they are going to make him live up to the code of living, whether he wants to or not.
Estates of Perfection is written by Matt Besser. Produced, edited, and scored by Brett Morris. Additional editing by Grace Harper. Starring Matt Besser, Danielle Schneider, Mary Holland, Andy Richter, John Gemberling, Kenny Stevenson, Lou Wilson, Betsy Sodaro, Dan Lippert, Brett Morris, and Matt Apodaca.